Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Help Students Trust Their Ideas? Let's dive in. I've got an idea. But these might be the three most dangerous words in education. Every time a student starts with this phrase, we're witnessing innovation die before it begins. When students doubt their originality, they abandon creative risks and retreat to safe, predictable work. Today, I want to share how innovation pedagogy can give your students the confidence to trust their thinking and take real intellectual risks. Here's where most educators get it wrong. We teach students that ideas must be completely original, that innovation means being first, but that's not how creativity actually works. Instead of asking, has this been done before, we should be asking, what's your unique perspective? Innovation pedagogy teaches idea building, combining, adapting, and improving existing concepts. When we frame student work as your unique take rather than groundbreaking discovery, we remove the paralyzing pressure of false originality. The research backs this up beautifully. Bandura's self-efficacy theory tells us students need successful creative experiences to build confidence in their abilities. Carol Dweck's growth mindset research shows that praising process, I love your thinking approach, builds lasting confidence more than praising products. We need scaffolded risk-taking, starting with low-stakes idea sharing before moving to high-stakes projects. I use an activity I call idea archaeology. To make this concrete, students excavate the influences behind famous innovations. The iPhone becomes phone plus iPod plus internet. They then map their own idea's DNA, identifying what they combined or improved. This process proves that all ideas build on others, completely normalizing their creative thinking. Let me share Sarah's story. This eighth grader approached me saying, "My science fair idea is stupid. Someone's probably done it." Her water filtration concept felt unoriginal to her. We used idea archaeology and discovered she was uniquely combining three different filtration approaches. By documenting her thinking process, not just her final product, Sarah built genuine confidence. She presented with conviction, won the regional competition, but most importantly, she kept innovating throughout the year. This week, try replacing "Is this original?" discussions with "What influences shaped your thinking?" Create a classroom culture where idea evolution is celebrated, not hidden. Document your students' thinking processes as much as their final outcomes. Here's the bigger picture. Innovation literacy means trusting your ability to see connections others miss. When students stop fearing their ideas aren't original enough, they start contributing their unique perspectives to every discussion, every project, every challenge. This confidence transfers across disciplines, becoming the foundation of lifelong creative problem solving. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.